Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Hi, my name is Sarah Axelrod. I'm a run coach and a lover of poetry, and I'm here to put the fun back in profundity. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved. And if you need an anchor to hold on to as you move through a tough situation, you've come to the right place. Today's mantra is, I love how much people love things. I love how much my daughter loves Frozen, her giddy excitement over her Frozen underwear, Frozen socks, Frozen sticker book. I love how much my husband loves the Great British Bake Off to the point where watching him watch it is entertainment enough for me in and of itself. And I love how much the dad in the movie A Christmas Story loves his lamp, which he won in a radio call-in contest. And I also love how much his wife detests the lamp, my favorite running joke in the entire movie, which I find extremely relatable. The dad is giddy with excitement when the crate is brought into his house. And when he sees the word fragile on the crate, he can't restrain himself as he reads out loud, "Fragile! Must be Italian!" He looks at that word and what he sees is a totally different word, a word whose meaning is as yet unknown to him. And when you're so intrigued by the mystery of something that you already know will be absolutely wonderful, why not choose to interpret a perfectly ordinary word as something totally new and magical, a collection of sounds whose Italianness promises elegance and style, all still shrouded in mystery? This part of A Christmas Story reminds me of an incredible poem written in the early 20th century by Aldo Palazzeschi called Lasciatemi Divertire, roughly translated as Let Me Have Some Fun. The poem, which is read in an amazing YouTube clip by Piera degli Sposti, a very famous rendition, and I'm linking to it in the show notes, is about as silly and seemingly unrefined as it gets, something to pay attention to in an age of much more somber poetry overall. It starts out like this. Tri tri tri, fru fru fru, you you you, wee wee wee. Il poeta si diverte, pazzamente, smisuratamente. Non lo state a insolentire, lasciatelo divertire, poveretto. Queste piccole corbellerie sono il suo diletto. The poet is having fun, crazily, uncontrolledly. Don't give him a hard time, let him have some fun, poor guy. These little nonsenses are his delight. And do you want to know what? The poem continues, these sounds are not thoughtless, tossed off nothings. These, it says, are the discards, the trash of other poems, le spazzature delle altre poesie. And then it says this, certo, è un azzardo un po' forte scrivere delle cose così che ci son professori oggi di a tutte le porte. And what's more, you ought to admire this poet for his willingness to be so open about his silliness and the little sounds that he likes, because ci sono professori oggi di a tutte le porte. Professors are everywhere. People who want to explain the world to you and tell you that the thing that you love is silly or nonsense or meaningless, or why do you take that thing so seriously? No wonder he follows that notion up with two lines of hearty ha 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 ha. I would rather love something the way Aldo Palazzeschi's poet loves his little sounds than be the professor who hovers on the side saying, well, actually, and don't get me wrong, I was one of them for a long time. But boy, was it more fun to love something than to constantly try and be above it. I would rather be the dad in A Christmas Story loving the lamp, fragile, than his wife looking at him and rolling her eyes, even though my brain desperately wants to side with her. And even though my brain also desperately wants to point out that in Italian, it's pronounced fragile. But I'm not going to do that. Give me the leavings of the other poems. I am here to put the fun back in profundity. So, the mantra. If any wannabe professors want to get in the way of your joy or tell you that you are doing it wrong and, well, actually, you now have a response. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And when they look at you funny, you can tell them that it's from an Italian poem of the neo-avant-garde. Or the neo-avanguardia, if you want to be fragile, fancy. And that leaves you with an opening for a subject change. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And if you need more reasons to believe that, follow @MorningMantraPod on Instagram and subscribe to the Coached and Loved weekly newsletter.